Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Top leaders of political parties make a final push to woo voters in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry as campaigning for assembly polls nears its conclusion. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses confidence of forming BJP government in Assam for the third consecutive term. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi promises full statehood for Puducherry. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says government is committed to provide best healthcare facilities to soldiers. BJP is celebrating its 47th Foundation Day today. Prime Minister Modi says party established a new principle in Indian politics of nation first. Iran warns of retaliatory attacks after US President Donald Trump threatens more strikes on country's power plants and bridges if Tehran fails to meet tomorrow's deadline to reopen Strait of Hormuz. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders face Punjab Kings at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. Top leaders from various political parties are making a final push to reach out to voters in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry as campaigning for the assembly elections in the two states and union territory is set to end tomorrow. Polling for 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Kerala and 30 seats in Puducherry will be held in a single phase on Thursday. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a massive public meeting at Borpeta in Assam this morning. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that the BJP will form the government in Assam for a third consecutive term. He accused the Congress of focusing on short-term political gains, while the BJP pursues a long-term vision to achieve the goal of a Viksit Assam as part of a Viksit Bharat.
बीते 10 साल असम में शांति और सद्भाव की स्थापना के थे आने वाले साल असम की समृद्धि को विस्तार देंगे बीते 10 साल असम को असुविधा और असुरक्षा से बाहर निकालने के थे आने वाला समय असम की आत्मनिर्भरता का होगा बीते 10 साल असम की पहचान को बचाने के थे अब हमें असम की पहचान को दुनिया में बुलंद करना है
Senior Congress leader and leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, addressed a public meeting at Lawes Pate in Puducherry. Mr. Gandhi reaffirmed the Congress party's commitment to grant full statehood to Puducherry.
We are fully committed to giving Puducherry full statehood. We are going to give 2,000 rupees monthly support to the unemployed youngsters. And we are going to create 30,000 new jobs in private and public sector. I can see many women sitting in the crowd. I am proud to tell you that you are going to travel for free in Puducherry's buses. Entry into government job till the age of 40. Every single family in Puducherry is going to have healthcare insurance of 20 lakh rupees available to them.
In Kerala, on the penultimate day of campaigning, all 140 assembly constituencies in the state are busy with meetings and roadshows by senior leaders from various political parties. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah attended a roadshow at Haripad. Senior CPM leader and Chief Minister of Kerala, Pinarayi Vijayan, released the progress card of his government today. CPM General Secretary M.A. Baby is attending programs in Kollam district. In our constituency profile series, today we focus on Dharmadam Assembly seat in Kerala. The constituency is witnessing a five-cornered contest in the upcoming assembly polls. We have more from our correspondent.
Dharmadam Assembly constituency in Kannur district of Kerala is having five candidates in the fray. CPM leader and Chief Minister of Kerala, Pinarayi Vijayan, is the LDF candidate. VP Abdul Rashid of Indian National Congress is the UDF candidate. BJP's K. Ranjit is the NDA candidate. Two independents are also here at Dharmadam. In the 2021 election, Pinarayi Vijayan defeated C. Raghunathan of the Indian National Congress by a margin of more than 50,000 votes. In 2016, Pinarayi Vijayan won by a margin of more than 36,000 votes. A total of 2,06,000 voters are there at Dharmadam. More than 1,00,000 among them are women. Smithy M. Palluruthy, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
Meanwhile, filing of nomination is ending this evening for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal. Scrutiny of nominations will be taken up tomorrow. Candidates can withdraw their nomination by the 9th of this month. Polling for 234 seats in Tamil Nadu and 152 constituencies in the first phase of in West Bengal will be held on the 23rd of this month. 142 seats will be covered in the second phase of polling in West Bengal on the 29th of this month. In Tamil Nadu, leaders from several political parties, including former Chief Minister and State Opposition Leader E. Palaniswamy, former State BJP President and Union Minister Dr. L. Murugan, former Governor of Telangana Dr. Tamilisai Soundararajan, State BJP President Nayanar Nagendran filed their nominations from their respective constituencies today. Polling is scheduled to be held on the 23rd of this month and counting of votes will take place on the 4th of next month. In West Bengal, senior leaders are engaged in sharp exchanges as they seek to win over voters. Police have registered an FIR against Trinamool Congress candidate Ratna Chattopadhyay from Bihala Pushtim for allegedly indulging in vandalism in Kolkata. The FIR comes following a complaint by the BJP which alleged that TMC workers and supporters attacked and vandalized its party office in the area. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will be held on the 4th of May. Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan administered oath to the newly elected members of the Upper House today. Union Minister of State Ramdas Bandhu Athawale and senior NCP-SCP leader Sharad Chandra Pawar took oath as members of the Rajya Sabha. Both leaders have been re-elected to the House from Maharashtra. The Rajya Sabha Chairman also administered oath to Santhripta Mishra, Manmohan Samal, Dr. Jyoti Nagnath Vaghmare, Ram Rao Sakharam Vadgute, along with other newly elected members. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that providing best health facility to the soldiers of the country has been the topmost priority of the government. He said the soldiers serve the nation day and night in extreme weather conditions and in every situation. Mr. Singh made these remarks while addressing the Army Medical Corps Raising Day in New Delhi. The minister also stressed for the development of facilities like research and referral hospital in other parts of the country as well, so that the forces can have access to better medical facilities everywhere.
The facilities like research and referral hospital in other parts of the country as well. The premier institutes like this should be present in every corner of the country so that the forces can have access to better medical facilities everywhere.
The Supreme Court has asked the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, to conduct a preliminary inquiry into alleged irregularities in public contract allotments by the Arunachal Pradesh government. The allegations involve companies linked to Chief Minister Pema Khandu and his relatives. The court has given 16 weeks to the CBI to submit a report. This report will decide whether a full independent investigation is needed. The inquiry will cover contracts awarded between January 2015 to December 2025. The CBI can also examine contracts outside this period if required. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, is celebrating its 47th Foundation Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other senior party leaders, including Amit Shah and Party President Nitin Naveen, extended greetings to BJP workers on the occasion. In a video message, Mr. Modi said the party has established a new principle in Indian politics of nation first. He praised party workers for their selfless service, dedication and commitment to good governance and remembered the contributions of countless workers over the decades.
हम एक और अपने मूल्यों पर अड़िग रहे वही जन कल्याण को अपनी प्राथमिकता बनाया हमारे पास संसाधन सीमित थे लेकिन हमारी पार्टी लोगों की सेवा के लिए समर्पित रही चाहे आपदा हो या समाज में कोई सकारात्मक बदलाव हो हर जगह हमारे कार्यकर्ता सेवा भाव से जनता के बीच उपस्थित रहे इसी सेवा भाव के कारण लोगों का बीजेपी पर विश्वास बढ़ता चला गया
On the occasion, Mr. Modi also remembered the founders of the BJP, including Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee, Deen Dayal Upadhyay, Nanaji Deshmukh, Kushabhau Thackeray, Atal Bihari Vajpayee, Dr. Lal Krishna Advani, and Murali Manohar Joshi. Senior party leader Amit Shah hoisted the BJP flag at the party office in Thiruvananthapuram on the occasion. Party President Nitin Naveen also reaffirmed the party's nation first principle and called for collective efforts to build a developed India. Chairperson of the National Commission for Women, Vijaya Rahatkar, today said India has strong laws to ensure the safety and dignity of women and advised every woman to exercise their rights under the law. Ms. Rahatkar was addressing a workshop on women-centric issues and empowerment initiative organized by Akashvani in New Delhi.
When all of us align positively, we can move forward together while preserving our strength. Along with the positive mindset, what is equally important is gender sensitization. Keeping gender sensitization at the center, we want to build an ecosystem where every individual, whether a woman or a man, receives equal opportunity and equal respect.
Addressing the gathering, Director General of News Services Division of Akashvani, Dheeraj M. Kakadia, said the workplace must remain safe and just with zero tolerance for exploitation. He assured every woman that their complaints will be addressed through due process. He announced that Akashvani will launch a joint initiative with the National Commission for Women to spread legal awareness on women's empowerment through a dedicated series.
I assure every woman that their complaints will be addressed through due process. I urge them to raise genuine issues without fear, and misuse of legal provision and false complaint weaken the credibility of real victims and the justice system.
Iran has warned of more devastating retaliation if the country's civilian targets are attacked again. The warning comes after U.S. President Donald Trump threatened to destroy Iran's power plants and bridges if it failed to meet his deadline tomorrow to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. The key global shipping route remains effectively closed amid the escalating West Asia conflict. Advisor to Iran's supreme leader Ali Akbar Velayati said the resistance front could target the Bab al-Mandab Strait, disrupting global energy and trade with a single signal. Bab al-Mandab Strait, which connects Red Sea to the Gulf of Aden, is a key choke point for shipping between the Atlantic, Indian Ocean and the Mediterranean. And on the other hand, Iran's capital Tehran was hit by a series of airstrikes last night. At least 13 people were killed in explosions. Israel also issued a missile alert, whereas air defense systems in the United Arab Emirates and Kuwait continued to intercept Iranian missiles and drones targeting their countries. Benchmark domestic equity indices rebounded from early losses and were trading about 0.7% higher in afternoon session today. The Sensex increased 485 points to 73,805, while the Nifty added 158 points to 22,871 when reports last came in. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will face Punjab Kings at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Last night, hosts Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Chennai Super Kings by 43 runs, chasing a massive target of 251 runs set by Royal Challengers Bengaluru. Chennai Super Kings were bowled out for 207 runs. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Top leaders of political parties making a final push to woo voters in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry as campaigning for assembly polls nears its conclusion. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses confidence of forming BJP government in Assam for the third consecutive term. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi promises full statehood for Puducherry. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says government is committed to provide best healthcare facilities to soldiers. BJP is celebrating its 47th Foundation Day today. Prime Minister Modi says party established a new principle in Indian politics of nation first. Iran warns of retaliatory attacks after US President Donald Trump threatens more strikes on the country's power plants and bridges if Tehran fails to meet tomorrow's deadline to reopen Strait of Hormuz. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders face Punjab Kings at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. With that, we end the midday news.